This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Who is that artist that absolutely surprises people when you say that you saw them live at one point? Or who is that random artist that you must see at some point in your life? 206-803-ROCK. Russ from Linwood, who is it for you?
I saw Frank Zappa in concert in 1987, I would say.
I am so jealous right now.
And I was listening to country and western then. A friend of mine dragged me to see it, and it was awesome. It was like, I don't know, it was probably the first time I ever took hallucinogenics.
Okay, I was gonna say, I feel like Frank Zappa, if you're not on hallucinogenics, you're gonna feel like you're on hallucinogenics at a Frank Zappa show.
Oh yeah, he was playing and everybody had their lighters up, and he's like, oh, lighters, man, cool. And he was It was just a cool show.
He probably was on hallucinogenics as well. Frank Zappa was he's a unique, unique artist.
I do believe, though, I think Zappa was like a sober person. I don't think he did any. I think he was kind of straight edge.
Was he sober because he did too much at one point?
Maybe that's it.
I mean, if he's making that music with no influence, that's impressive.
Very impressive.
It's just out there. Never my cup of tea, but like, there's been a couple of songs where I'm like, okay, I can understand why people love this guy. He's just quirky, and he's definitely influenced a lot of artists that I do like.
And really talented musician.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Andy from Tacoma, who is the artist that surprises people when you say that you saw them live, or the random artist that you really want to see?
Good morning. Back in the 80s when I was in college, I was on the Student Activities Council and got Dizzy Gillespie to come and play at our college, and got to hang out with him in the back room before he went on stage. Super nice guy. Couldn't understand a word he said. He's the gentleman that played the trumpet that had the horn.
The big cheeks.
Yeah,
he would have like the big cheeks.
Blew really out. Oh, he was hard to understand, but he was the nicest guy.
How was the performance, though?
Oh, it was awesome. He was a fantastic trumpet player. Played really well. He was very cordial, just happy to meet everybody. Great guy, happy to be there.
So was it just
played
him?
So well.
Was it just him playing the trumpet, or did he have a backing band with him as well?
He had a few other people with him. He had a guitarist, nice, a bassist, and a keyboardist, but no drummer.
Oh,
interesting.
See, then I'm out.
They should have called you Steve Miggs.
No, maybe one day. I want to learn how to play jazz style, because I love, like, the old school jazz artist, and Dizzy, of course, was a legend.
Of course.
That's pretty cool that you got to see him live.
206-803-ROCK. Phil from Seattle. Who is that artist that surprises people when you say that you saw them live, or who's that random artist that you'd love to see?
I went and saw Tenacious D during their Pick of Destiny tour when they came to Seattle for two shows.
Was that at the Key Arena?
They don't tour at all.
Was that at the Key Arena?
No, this was Paramount.
Paramount.
Like, they played their very first album, I believe. They were just going through the motions of it.
Yep.
And it was an epic tour. It was an epic show.
What was, like, the highlight for you? What was, like, your favorite song on the night?
Um, I can't. Oh man, you put me on the spot.
Way to go, Taryn.
Wow,
Taryn. Just, jerk.
I just enjoyed the whole show. Like, every song was great. I don't know of a bad song or one was better over the other, but it was just a great show.
I remember seeing them. They toured with Weezer and Jimmy Eat World. And Tenacious D was a part of that tour, and it was so awesome. We had Jack Black came in. I worked at the End at the time.
What?
Jack Black came in studio.
No way.
He called me I think he either called me the fattest skinny guy he's ever met or the skinniest fat guy that he's ever met. Because at that point, like, the gut was starting to come, but like everything else wasn't. And I thought that was funny. I'm pretty sure he fell asleep while he was doing the interview with us. But he said he just closed his eyes.
Was he delightful, though? Because I always feel like anytime you see any, like, you know, any, like, kind of behind-the-scenes videos, he just seems like he's like that all the time.
Couldn't be nicer. In his own weird Jack Black way. And then afterwards, this is right when, I'll never forget this, because Microsoft just put out the Xbox. And we were doing stuff with them, and somehow it came up, and they're like, oh, man, we would love to have an Xbox. And then it got back to the management, and then all of a sudden, Jimmy World also wanted an Xbox. So I got in cahoots with the Microsoft people, and they gave me a few Xboxes to go bring to their tour buses. Like, I was like Santa Claus that day. One of the more surreal experiences, going into Tenacious D, giving them an Xbox, going to Jimmy Eat World's tour bus, here's an Xbox for you. Weezer didn't want anything to do with anybody, but I thought that was pretty awesome.
You were an Xbox dealer for a day.
For one day, but Jack Black was pretty cool.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.